Summertime opens up a whole avenue of literature, beach reads. Even if you're nowhere near a beach, novels that are great for just getting lost in while you relax outdoors. Some just out, some that have been around a long time. Meg Cabot, author of the Princess Diaries series, among other books for young readers, young adults, and adults, has some recommendations for books that can be devoured anywhere. Thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thanks so much for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, we're delighted to have you. First on your list, you've got a great crime novelist out of Baltimore, Laura Lippman, who is creator of Tess Monahan, a reporter who decides to do something useful with their life and becomes a private eye.
Yeah, she's one of my favorites. I love the Tess Monahan series. I love Baltimore, too. My mom lives in Annapolis, so I always love reading about the goings-on next door in Baltimore. And she has a new book out this summer called Dream Girl.
I read about it.
Yeah, it's Tess Monahan adjacent. Tess Monahan actually makes an appearance. So I was excited to read that. And I gotta say, it's pretty dark. It's a little bit of a kind of departure for Laura Lippman.
Well, let's ask about some historical mysteries that are on your list. The Jane Prescott Mysteries,
right.
Written by Mariah Frederick, set in 1910 New York.
Yeah, the Gilded Age, that's what they call it. That's right around I think in the second book, the Titanic goes down. Not to give anything away, because it's not.
The Titanic went down?
I know. Oh, no, spoiler. Well, it's kind of fun for fans of, like, Downton Abbey. This is what people were doing on the other side of the pond in New York City. So we've got a main character who is a lady's maid, and she is kind of the upstairs, downstairs kind of feel. So you're seeing what she's doing in the servants' quarters, but then she's observing all the beautiful ladies in Manhattan and the wonderful clothes and the sumptuous food. But then Jane, the maid, is also out on the streets of New York and kind of seeing the restlessness and the poverty that's going on. It's really fascinating and fun to watch these. Of course, I don't know about this maid because it seems like everywhere she goes, there's a murder.
That would make you think maybe you don't have to come in tomorrow. I was so glad to see John D. McDonald's name on your list. He's considered one of the grandmasters of crime fiction, and not just crime fiction.
Yeah.
His Travis McGee series. Travis McGee's has his headquarters on a boat called Busted Flush. Where do you think people might begin with John D. McDonald these days?
I always think of these books as kind of like dude lit. You know, there's chick lit people talk about, and then this is like dude lit. It's definitely kind of the hard-boiled mystery novels that my dad loved. These books, you know, they're of their times. They started in the 1960s and they went on into the 80s. So they've got kind of this, they're a little dated, but they're also so much fun to read because they're set in Florida, and the John D. McDonald loved Florida. He just writes about it so lovingly, and he's so concerned about the environment.
I have not read his books in years. But I think you would be struck both by how some sections certainly are dated, yet others were ahead of their time. That's not a bad record for a great novelist, is it? Let me ask you about Alyssa Cole, who is a contemporary master in the romance genre.
Yes.
She's got a book out that I guess it involves emails from an African prince. And having recently won the Czech lottery, I can understand this.
Yes, A Princess in Theory is the first book in a series that Alyssa Cole, who's a great Black romance author. She also writes thrillers, too. But this A Princess in Theory was one that I kind of surprised me because it's that funny idea that, I mean, we all get those emails from the Nigerian prince or wherever he's from. And this is a great romance idea. So she has a character in this book who is getting those emails. She's a Black grad student and, you know, she deletes them as we all would. But hers actually turn out to be from a real prince from an African country. And it turns out she's a foster kid. And this guy is really trying to tell her that she has a connection to this country. Yeah. And every time she deletes the email, it turns out she's actually throwing away her future because this guy wants to marry her.
Meg, if I may call you Meg.
Of course.
Meg, what are you going to do for the rest of summer?
Well, fortunately,
you know, there's a lot of Travis McGee books out there.
Oh, right. Okay.
That I haven't gotten to yet. But there's a lot of other great books coming out in all genres, the mystery genre and the romance genre. So I think we have a lot to keep us busy. And I do eventually have to write some books myself.
Meg Cabot, who herself will have a new book, No Words, that comes out in September. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. This was a ball.